another. And we just learned the Gemara. He's bringing down the Yerushalmi that says that the people of Smanaya asked Rebbe to give them a rav. He sent them Levi. They asked him questions. He didn't know anything. So they sent him back to Rebbe, and they said he doesn't know anything. So we're in the middle of the story. Amar Lu, so Rebbe says, Chayenchen, I swear by Nashka Kvasi Havas L'chayin. I gave you a person that's on my level. So he brought Levi back, and he asked him the three questions that they had asked him when he had been appointed the Rav and he couldn't answer. The first one is, Raka Damahu. What happens if she spit blood? Is that considered good enough or not? Amar Lu, so Levi answered him, Yes, by Tachtsucha Shorayk, but as a mixture of saliva kosher. Hagidemes Bamei Chaletus. He asked him the other question they asked him. The lady is missing a hand. Rachman al Islam. What does she do? Chalitza. Amalei Bishinah with her teeth. Amalei Mawadin Dachsiv Abu Agil Bechosha Roshim Bechsav Emes. Roshim meant temporary, Emes meant permanent. If Emes Lama Roshim and Roshim Lama Emes. Amalei, so Levi answered him. Achlan is Chatam Gzvardin Roshim. Before the sealing of the din is temporary, can be removed. Unfortunately, Mishenechtim Gzvardin, then Emes, then it's permanent. Amalei Belama Gavdinu. Why didn't you answer them? You know all the answers to the questions. So why, when they asked you in that city, did you go blank? Amalei, so Levi answered him, Asul Levi Megadayla, they made me a big platform. Veshivu Aysalah, they put me on top of it. But Papach Ruchi Olai became a Balgaiva. But Kara Olav, and Levi said the Pasik, Im Nevalta Behisnase. The reason, he's going to explain, if you're like an availer when you get raised, Im Zambaisa Yad Labah. And if you keep quiet, your hand goes to your mouth. Mi garam loch lisnabu b'divrei Torah. What caused you to become disgusting and tell me not to remember Torah? Ashen esas b'matzmacha because you became a gaiva. Gaiva can close the doors of Torah. Nebiyu targum yenis, taisis yishanim, yivamis kofei. Taisis yishanim brings this story in Yivamis. The saimush ha gaiva meshkechas l'adam tamudai. The taisis yishanim ends, the gaiva makes the person forget his learning. The chenu b'braisa d'maisa Torah. Gaiva causes the forgetting of Torah. V'ainish gaiva mavur b'saita dafei. Amar Aleph. Lay minei v'lay mitzasei. Not any part of it. V'zutra ma'adachsev ki te'avas Hashem kol gvar leiv. Is it small that the pasuk says it's abomination to Hashem anybody that's about gaiva? V'ramu adam she'esh b'gatsa tzeruach l'sef nichsho b'eshes ish. Person who has gatsa tzeruach will be nichsho b'eshes ish. Shekid lo'evet av'et zara. He can live by Arias, like he's living through the Arias. He can look up to him, like he's building a bomber. We're all in the God of Kashera, we should be uprooted like a great Zara tree. Vaina for a dinner, she ain't come with Trias Amesim, he doesn't get Trias Amesim. Shechina me alalas alav, and the Shechina cries on him. Then he becomes an anav, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces his gaiva away. Vama HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't an evil, you chayim l'adr k'achas. We can't live in the same world. He has no room for me in his world. Rachman al-Islam, he loses his money. Doesn't sound so good to be a Balgaiva. There comes flaming like an oven. Laginaki will not be a Zal, Vinikra Te'evan, he's called the Te'eva. Ramay Ben David Bosh, Yichlu Gassi Aruach. Ben David won't come till the Gassi Aruach are removed. Vapila Anchebeta Sainan Isai. Even his family hates him, Kamechkosa Baba Basra. Ramu Mikara Mitzav Tzalei. The beginning, they jump on him, they like him. With the Basif Mitzal Alayu. But then when they see him and they see the Balgaiva, it becomes cheap in their eyes. He loses his respect. They lose respect. Should be humble and tyre ma'isim tayim your shemayim. Even im abe ve'imay ben rabe ve'ishtem ben bonav ben beisai. Even with his family, he shouldn't be haughty. Shchena v'im kravim rechaykim v'afilim gai b'shuk. Even with a guy, they say av l'mayla v'nechmad l'matli. Should be beloved upstairs and desired downstairs. Miskabel ha'arias mispalias yalva b'shnaisa b'shem tayim. Fills his days and years with a good name. His wife respects him. They see genuine, they see emes. They see a person that's genuine, he's not a fake. Yes.
Are you recording?
Yes, I did. I started it. I almost stopped it, but I stopped the stop.
Okay.
I started recording whenever I remember before the muster for two reasons. Number one, sometimes people aren't on when I start and the music blares in my ears. And if I put on the recording, it stops blaring. And number two is some people might want to listen to the music in the muster in their recording. I don't consider it muster, the hashkafa, whatever you want to call it, in their recording.
What about people?
This music is muter l'kul alma, even on Tisha B'Av. I don't think anybody answered this. No. Okay, we are at the first wide line. Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Tadakina said. Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, first wide line. Boy Rava. Zava Shenekru Meme Regla. Now remember, by a Zava, her urine is a Mayon. It's considered an Avatama. Her urine started leaving her body. Right. The yard of the Tavla. And then she went to the mikveh before it came out. Now here, not 100% sure how it works. She obviously left her bladder. Now, is there a place that the urine can be before it comes out outside the bladder? I always thought not. But the Gemara seems to say there's a nekru meme regla, but it wasn't yatsa l'chutz. Maybe it means in the bladder. Maybe it means into the urinary tract. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Zero. I just know words, but I have no idea how they work. But the Gemara has this shaila. Whether exactly how it manifests itself practically, I have no idea. The urine of a tavla. Question is, what happens now when the urine comes out? It left her place of storage of urine, whatever you want to call it, the bladder, I thought. And at that point, she was a zava. So at that point, the Mayreg lion would have been tamei had it exited. But it didn't exit as a zava. It exited post-zava. Imtim tzolayim abasar akilah is nidan. Even if you want to say that by shechva zera, by peletes, it even bebayis achita in its tamei. Hani mili shechva zera, the loimatzi nakatle. She can't hold it back. Once it's on its way, she has no physical way of containing it. A woman can hold herself back from urinating. A person has to urinate, and he holds himself back. That means he has muscles that can contract and hold the urine back from coming out. So therefore, it's not considered out. Because shichva zera, once it's in the bayis achitzain, even if you learn it's metame, it's only metame, but it can't. He's not in control of it. Mashenka, she's not in control of it. Whereas urine, she has a certain amount of control. Adum aleishna, teiku, the Gemara doesn't answer. Rashi, three lines in the bottom. Shenekru meimi regleha, dehavi ein mayan avatuma. The meimi regleim is a mayan, it's an avatuma by zav. The yard of the tavla, the tara mizayva. She became torn from Azivas. Then she let the Mayreg Lion out. No way to stop it. So the out process started. Whereas here, she can hold it back, yes.
The urethra, which has been normally, I suppose, to each other, can't have gotten articulum. That this is unusual. The muscles which hold the bladder closed are at the neck of the bladder and also the pelvic floor. So there are two sites where the urine cells. As to the amount of storage in the urethra when you're using muscles and pelvic floor, it is
Yeah, that's why I said when I started, I don't know what I'm talking about, I just read the Gemara. By Rava, I bet it's Gechavim Zava, and I bet it's Gechavim, Dr. Rashi, last Rashi on the page. I bet it's Gechavim, Stam I bet it's Gechavim, Stam Gai Shalodi, May Raglaim Matamin, and May Raglaim Matame, the Chachamim Gozer Aleim, she Gezavim Lechol Devreim. The Chachamim were Gezer, that they're considered Zavim. So every Gaius lady is considered a Zava, rabbinically, but she's considered a Zava. Now here is this Avedis Gechavim that's a Zava, meaning she's treated like a Zava. Shenekru Meme Regleha, her Meme Regleim were Eicher, the Yard of Etavla. Now here, we're having the same Shaila as we had with a Jewish lady. The difference is, Jewish lady we were dealing with biblical Tumma, and here we're dealing with rabbinic Tumma. So even if by a Jewish lady we say that it's Tameh because it left the bladder as a Mayan, that's great. That's biblical. So even though she ran to the mikveh, but now that the urine that was left the bladder as a Mayan comes out, she's Tameh. Whereas here, this lady was not really Tameh Midaraisa to begin with. If even if you learn that by, even if you assume that by a Jewish lady, it would be considered Tameh, what would be the halacha by a Gaidish lady? So, honey, Mao, Imkin Tzolaymar, the Gemara speaks it out. If you're going to assume, we don't know, we have no proof, but even if you assume, Basar Akira is Leinan, I've got the Matsi Nakat Lulu, even though she can hold it back. Honey, Mila Yisrael is the Tmei Midaraisa. That's a Yisraelist that has biblical Tumah. Aval Avedet Kachavim Zava the Tmei Rabbanon. And Avedet Kachavim, at most, even if she is a real Zava, makes no difference. She's only Tameh B'drabanon. Lie. I don't like snow. Or maybe they treat it the same. Tekel. This is the second tekel. Now, there is a rule in Rishayim, the Rambam. Now, whenever the Gemara says Imtim Tzoloimar, the Gemara thinks that that's the main way of doing it. Tekel means we have no proof. And we don't have an overwhelming Svara to decide. But the Rambam always paskins like the Imtim Tzoloimar. Take that back. The Rambam's rule is to paskin like the Imtim Tzoloimar, except where he doesn't. And that's when it's a Shver Rambam and everybody deals with it. There are exceptions. But the Rambam's rule is that whenever the Gemara says an Imtim Tzoloimar, the Gemara is assuming that is the more logical of the two. Not enough to decide the previous suffix, but enough to feel that we could operate on that maybe. So to the Rambam, he paskins that way. Not all Rishayim do, but the Rambam does. So in this case, that means the Rambam would say, again, I don't know how he paskins there. The Rambam would say that since the Gemara says, if you say that the Jewish lady that is a Mayan, that means he would paskin it is a Mayan. Based on the fact that the Gemara said, Imtim Tzoloimar. Would he make her, I don't know, what would he make a Tamei guy, if she walked into the base? If somebody touched it and walked into the base, I make this, would he be, have to bring a carbon? I don't know. Rashi. The yard of Betavla L'Shem Yadus. What? That the urine is Tamei.
Right.
That the urine is an Avatoma. She would not be an Avatoma. She would be a Rishon L'Toma for the urine touching her on the way out. The yard of Betavla L'Shem Yehudis. I'm Jewish. Imtim Tzoloimar B'Zava Nekru Meimer Ragla V'Yard V'Tavla. If you would say by a regular Jewish Zava that if it left her body and he went to Taiva Azina Basar Akira, Hani Mili Be Yisrael the Tumasim B'Deraisa. That would be a by Yisrael that has Tumah D'Oraisa. Whereas here, it's only Tumah D'Rabbanan, and therefore, maybe it's different, maybe it's not different. Take it. U'metamim B'Chol Shehein. The Mishnah said, the Shichva Zera, I believe the Mishnah was talking about Shichva Zera. Let me go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, U'metamim b'chol shehein, that Shichva Zera of a man is metame if it exits his body, any amount, no minimum shear, any amount. What? Correct. Amr Shmuel. I mean, not, yeah, Nidin Zav, correct. Yes, doctor.
Is this, is it
Matame
D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan?
What?
The Kol Shehu or...
This is, yes, this is D'Oraisa. It's D'Oraisa because it's a Riyah.
Right.
Aria is kosher.
Okay, so that this was got, yeah, it's the weather, not the shear, pretty good.
There's no shear at all.
And
not
though,
going there.
Even though the Gemara says it, as I'm aware that you said back to me, for Aria, there has to be enough to be seen.
Exactly, fine. That's called kolchein. That's the Gemara Mishmul. Zav tzarech kechasim es piyama. Zav needs it to be a mount that closes the opening of the male organ. Shenemar, I hechtim besarai mizayvai. The pasuk says, I hechtim besarai, it's sealed, his basar got sealed, closed, from the zayvai. So Shmuel darshens that to mean that the shear of zivus that exits the person's body has to be enough that it would close the opening of his male organ. Now again, I'm not sure how much that would be, but it's more than a kol shehu. Zok de Gemara, v'anan t'nam b'tam v'kol shehu. How could Shmuel say this? Our Mishnah says, kol shehu. Zok de Gemara, hu damek Reb Nassim. He holds like Reb Nassim. The time you Reb Nassim, I remember Shem Reb Yishmael. Zav tzarech, k'chasim es b'yama, v'lai hay gulay. So my colleague is telling him, and Shmuel, paskins like Reb Nassim. And our Mishnah doesn't hold like Reb Nassim. So it is a machlokes tanoim. Does the riyah of a man of shechivah zera require a certain minimum, more than a little bit?
Shechivah zera,
same thing. We're comparing the two at this point. At least, yeah, I think we compared the two. Rashi? No Rashi. My time, Rabbi Shmuel. What is the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? So, there's going to be a whole bunch of psukim that we're going to need over here. So I'm going to read it from a chumash. It's going to make it easier for me not to have to constantly refer back to my memory. This is in Parshas Metzayra. Capital Tetzvav, Pasik, Beis, and Gimel. Dabu Meisav, Amartam Aleim, Ish Ishki, Yezav, Mitzarai, Zoyvai, Tamehu. That's one Pasik we're going to be needing. The next Pasik is, Bezois to it, Tamasa, Bezoyvai. Bar, Bezoyvai, Zoyvai. It flows out of his Basar. I Hechtim, Bezoyvai, Mizoyvai, Tumasayu. So it uses the word Hechtim, Bezoyvai, Mizoyvai. Right? So, Rabbi Shmuel was darshening it. Was it Rabbi Shmuel? Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel. The Nassim said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that it has to be the shear I hechtim besarei mizayvai. Correct the Gemara of Rabbanon. What did Rabbanon be that do with that pasuk I hechtim besarei mizayvai? Who mibaylei lach metame veina metame yavesh. That it's only when it's lach, when it's still moist, but when it dries out, it not. How do you learn that out from the word hechtim? Tezvav, Beis, and Gimel in Vayikra. We're now zeroing in on Gimel, where it said, I hechtim besarei mizayvai. Right? So the Rabbanan say it means to tell me that it has to be moist, not dry. Now, how does the word hechtim besarei mizayvai tell me that it has to be moist, not dry? Such Rashi, third line from the top of the page, lach metame. The hech de mash melach shayavish ein nechaisim piyama. A dry zera won't seal the opening of the male organ, the nuffle, because it'll fall off. Dry cracks off. So if it seals it, it's got to have moisture. So that's how the Rabbanan used the pasuk hech de besarim izayvai. Why did the Torah say that? It has meaning. Let me explain. The Torah said that if it flows from his body, it's tamei. Why did the Torah have to word it that it sealed his basar? Who cares? Tell me whether it seals his basar. Tell me whether it doesn't seal his basar. No halacha that it has to seal his basar. Why did the Torah word it? It said, Rar Mitzaray flowed from his basar. Zivus came out of his basar. Why does it have to say it sealed it? Who cares? Or it sealed it. Who cares? So Rabbi Shmuel says that means it's trying to tell you a shear. This is the amount that has to flow. And Rabbi Yonah say, no, it's trying to tell me that the texture has to be one that can seal, not if it's dry, which it can't seal. So there's a machloikus. What is the Torah trying to teach me by giving us an example of sealing his basar? An unnecessary example, because it comes out, it comes out. Yes?
Is flow the correct translation, or is it simply emits from his body? Because flow stays fluid.
What does arts call translate the word roar? I don't know.
If it does mean flow, and something which flows is definitely liquid.
Right. No, the question is whether it has to, what happens when it dries out?
Agreed.
So, roar means it comes out as a flow. That's all.
In terms of dry, wet, not dry, the word flow establishes that. If it means
no,
flow,
but it doesn't say, it doesn't say that when it dries out, it's not tamei. What happens when it dries out? It came out wet and then dries out. It loses its tumah. Now, we wouldn't see that from the word roar, but from Hechtim, we see it. Because the Torah is trying to tell me it has to be possible to be chaysem, to be tameh. And if once it can't be chaysem, it loses its tumah. That's the Gemara writer. Rabban, Rabbi Shmuel, ahu mirar nafka, as you just pointed out. Roar tells me it's lach. Dr. Rashi, roar mashma lach. K'may vayoy reid riroi. I think Riroi refers to saliva. But whatever it is, it's lach. Right, the Gemara of Rabbanon. Why don't Rabbanon learn it out from the word roar? Right? Tahum leminyan huda asa. It's coming for a count. What does the Bach say? Bezai vaychada, roar besare trey, ezai vaychlas. Okay, let's take a look at the pasuk. Bezayis kira tamasai gimel. Bezayvai, one. Rar besarai, two. Es zayvai, three. Three rias. Right? So, rar is not to tell me the texture. Rar is to add an extra ria. Meaning, by saying rar besarai, it's saying count that as number two. And then, as Zayvai is three, Limer Azav Basar L'Shmiya Shechayev B'Korban. Now, what's the rest of the pasuk? I Hechta Basarei Mi Zayvai. Why can't that be three? Why do we have to stop a three from the word as Zayvai? So, Rabbanon Darshan it, that even if it's only two, he's Tamei. I Hechta Basarei Mi Zayvai. Mi Zayvai means a partial Zav is Tamasahi. So according to the Rabbanah, this pasuk is teaching me a whole bunch of things. In one pasuk, we include a lot of halachas. Halacha number one is that it has to, that in order to be a full zav with a carbon, you need three rias, either in 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days. And that's learned out of the fact that the Torah mentioned ria three times. The word bezayvai, Rar Sarai, Ezaivai. At that point, we have three. Then the pasuk is saying, Mi Zaivai. Mi means partial. To tell me that a partial Zav is also Tamei. Not a carbon, but he's Tamei for 7 days. So this is where the Rabbanan see the two stages of Zivas. Two makes you Tamei for 7 days, and three makes you bring a carbon. They see it all in this pasuk. And Hechtim Besarai is teaching me that it has to be moist. So in this pasuk we see a whole bunch of things. Number one, we see that a full Zav needs three. Number two, we see that a partial Zav of two also is Tamei, because it said Mizaivai, not a complete Zav. And number three, Hechtim Besarai tells me that it has to be Lach. That's what the Rabbanon learned from this pasuk. Everything in one pasuk. Let me read it inside. Rabbanan, ahu leminyanu da'asa, bizayvai chada, bizayvai means the first emission, rar b'sarai is trey, ezayvai is klas, limei razav b'ashalu shmiya shechayev b'karben. Now what's the rest of the pasuk? I hechtem b'sarai mizayvai tamei, mitzazayvai tamei. Even if he didn't get the three, he's tamei. That is the complete tamei except for carbon. He's the complete Tame, except for Karp.
Where is Lach?
From Hechta Besarai. That we had at the beginning. Rabbanu learned it out. We had that. Rabbanu Nassim learned it out from Ror. And Rabbanu learned it out from Hechtim to Tomi Lach. Rabbi Shmuel Minyana Minalai. So Rabbi Shmuel uses Hechtim Besarai to tell me a shear. And he says, Ror Besarai tells me Lach. So where did he get three and where did he get two? Where did he learn out the two stages of Vivas? Dr. Gemara, Nafkalemid Rabbi Shmuel. He has a different drasha. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Yomer. Now, take a look in Pasuk Beis. Ish ish ki zav mitzarai zayvai tamehu. It mentions zav the word twice. The next pasuk mentions zav three times. Bezayvai, ezayvai, bezayvai. So Rabbi Shmuel said, you know what? The Torah is trying to tell me there are two kinds of zavs, the two and the three. Pasuk Beis is telling me the two, and Pasuk Gimel is telling me the three. He's not. He's a Balkari. He's not a zav. First me of a zav is like a Balkari. It's coming for one day. Not for any practical, except that it joins number two, makes no practical difference. Now, if Kalemid of Samoy, the Tanya of Samoy, Yomer, Mona Akos of Shtayim, Bekari Tame, Solis Bekari Tame. Okay, it's that. Shtayim Latumu, Solis Lekarbon. So here we have, because all these drushes now depend on each other. Let's step back. Rabbi Shmuel started the talk by saying that the word hechtim mizavai, tell me an amount. The amount is tamei has to be a shear of closing the opening of the male organ. The Rabbana responded and said, no, hechtim mizavai to tell me the texture. It has to be lach. Rabbi Shmuel responded and said, no, I know lach from roar mizavai. The Rabbana said, no, I need roar mizavai to count as one of the three. And because of that, we have to go through the psukim. Rabbanan don't tell you what Pasuk Beis is for. They don't tell you, the Gemara is going to say that in a minute, but so far we haven't seen what Rabbanan do with Pasuk Beis. But to them, Pasuk Gimel tells me the whole story. The Torah said, Bizaivai, Rar Bisarai, Azaivai, that's three. They count Rar Bisarai as an extra Zaivai. Then that's one halakha, the three makes you completely Tameh. I hechtim Bisarai, Mizaivai, me tells me even partial is Tameh, that's two. Not as Tamei as three, but Tamei for 7 days at Mishka V'Meshav. And Hechtim B'Sarai tells me the texture. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, two is learned out from Pasuk Beis, and three is learned out from Pasuk Gimel. And Hechtim B'Sarai is to tell me the amount that has to come out. And Ror B'Sarai is to tell me the texture. So the question now is, what did the Rabbanan do with Pasuk Beis? Frek the Gemara, will the man the Nafkele Tavaryu be twice to his Samasa Bezaibai? And according to the Mandaman, it learns everything from Pasuk Gimel. So what do you do with Pasuk Beis? Ish, Ishki, Zaibin, Bibsari, my other play. There's two Zaibas there. Ish, Ishki, Zaib, Bibsari, Zaibai, Tamehu. So first we want to know what's the first one. Mibayle, Achiyetze, Mibsari. Ki, Zaib, Mibsari. Doesn't say Bibsarai, it says Mibsarai, it has to leave his body. Zoivai Tamalamalu, Limed Alazav Shu Tameh. To teach me that not only is the person Tameh, but the drop of Zivas that comes out is Tameh. So, according to the Rabbanan, Pasuk Beis has nothing to do with numbers and has nothing to do with texture. Pasuk Beis says, a man whose Zav lives his body, period, stop. That means it has to leave his body. And then how about the thing itself? How about not the person? How about the zivus itself? Zoivai tamehu. That zivus is tameh. Rabbi Shmuel learns, I believe, that you can learn that out even if you learn to count. The bottom line is the Torah told you two, but at the same time the Torah told me yetzei, and the Torah told me zoivai tamehu. But Rabbana says that's all the pasuk is coming for, and it's not coming for the count. So let's now do the Rashi. Zunk Rashi, all the way back from the last wide line, the last word. Bezaivai Chada. You know, in Nazir, we had three prints, so I could never identify with something else. Here, at least I can identify it. Bezaivai Chada. Zais Tuya Tamasa Bezaivai Chada. That's one. Ror is Trey. Ezoibai klas le carbon. That's telling you carbon. I hechtim lach. That's to tell me that it has to be the texture lach. Mi zoibai tamasahi. Mitzvah is Beitum Aziva. That even if he didn't get to three, he still has the Tum of Ziva. No carbon, but Tum of Ziva. Stayim v'kari tamei, ki yi ezov mipsarei chada, zayv v'itamei trey, and passing beis, it says the word zayv twice, the tamei tamei. Solish v'kari tamei, then the next passing calls it tamei, zayv tiyah tamasa b'zayv v'chada, rar misarei ezayv v'trey, we're not using rar misarei as a separate thing. Right, I have to misarei misayv class to masayi is tamei. Now, what did Rabbanu do with the word zayv tamei? Al hazayv shatipa atzma, the drop itself tamei is tamei. That's what Rabbanu used the word zayv tamei to tell me that the drop is tamei. I don't. The Gemara never comes back and asks what does Rabbi Shmuel do. So I think the Mefarshim say, if I remember correctly, Rabbi Shmuel seems to think that you can learn out the number plus all this from the pasuk.
Would you expect that it's not tamei?
So we had that before, and we said we had a case that nevelus tar is nevelus tar is tar. You can touch it. You can do anything with it. But when you eat it, you become tamei. The Gemara proved that you can't say that svara, that if it makes the person tamei, it has to be tamei itself. We had that earlier in the Masechta.
There's one exception.
That's the question, but that means you can't logically approach it anymore. That's what the Gemara said back then.
When you say lach, that means if it's dry, what?
It loses its tumma. See, many tummas, are only tummy as long as they have moisture. For instance, the sherets, a dead sherets, dries out, not the tummy. Now, what is dry, what is moist, is a different story. Did we have it already? I don't remember where I had it. I either had it in the cooler or here, that you put it in warm water.
Yeah.
And it regenerates, that means it's still lach. It doesn't regenerate, that means it's yavesh.
Wait, so did everyone hold that once it dries, it's not coming anymore?
By Shikwa Zera, 100%.
And by
Zivos, yes, 100%. It doesn't apply to, what's the name again? To Damnida. Damnida is Metame Lach V'Yavesh. That's going to be a whole Perek number 7. It talks about which Tumas are only Metame Lach, and which Tumas are Metame Lach V'Yavesh.
He's still coming.
Yeah, it doesn't come out dry. It won't exit his body in a dry state. It becomes dry. He remains tamei because it exited his body. The thing itself is tamei as long as it's the thing itself. The minute it's not the thing itself anymore, it's not tamei. A sheretz is tamei. When it dries up, it's not a dead sheretz anymore. It's dirt. That's the logic behind it. It's no longer what it's meant to be. I mean, what it was. And now it's dirt. Now, I wouldn't say that misvara, but we learned it out from Sukkim. So,
yeah. Here's an interesting extension of this, that if a nutritive thing, if food is dried out to the point where it's lost all taste, the Ariya Kodesh says that you don't need to make bracha. Even though it's fully nutritive, you don't make a bracha because it doesn't have any taste, does it?
I don't know if we're passing that in our law.
I have no idea if it's vodka or not. I try not to eat food in cardboard. But a spiritualism aspect.
Could be. I'm not. Yeah, I told you I try to keep my feet on planet Earth. This is off planet Earth, which is fine.
Freeze-dried food, sure.
By the way, I don't deny that there's a chelek ha-taira that I that's beyond chas v'shalom. I'm not a kaifer, but I try to talk about things I understand, and therefore it like limits me in what I can talk about. Yeah, but I agree that taste must be an integral part of something. Why else would everybody come put taste in? The only other way to understand it is it's yetahara. Because it tastes, you want to eat it. That's why treif tastes better than kosher.
Rabbi Ziegler Miller would always make points of smell fruit. I do have taste of fruit.
no doubt Rabbi Victor Miller appreciated all those things. He also walked the street and appreciated apples. Again, I'm not. He had that look at the world. Everything he saw was the Rabbi Shlomo. Unbelievable.
Throwing away coupons.
What? I'm not knocking Chassid Shalom. I'm saying he was on that Madrega. I'm.
It's a full parrot of Chassid Shalom.
I'm not arguing. He didn't make it up.
My favorite parrot.
Dr. Gemara Vaitra. Amar Reb Chanan Eloi. Mishum Reb Lazer Reb Shimon. Shichba Zer L'Roya B'mashahu. Like our Mishnah. Not like Reb Nassan. Reb Shem Reb Yishmael. For the one who admits it, it's Mashahu. L'Negeya B'kadasha. Let's say the Shichba Zer is here and somebody touches it. He doesn't become Tamei unless he touches the shear of a lentil. That's the shear of a negeya. The person who admitted it becomes tamei with any little. The person who touches it after it's admitted, obviously, is only tamei if he touches an amount kadasha. Frank the Gemara, v'anan t'nan v'nan metamei b'chol shein t'nan. Didn't our Mishnah say it's metamei at any amount? So my lav l'negeya, isn't the Mishnah even talking about a negeya? You didn't see in the Mishnah we're talking about a person that touches it. All the Mishnah said is, it's Matam Bechoshet. It could be talking about the one who admits it. Rashi, the Negeya Bekadasha. The Negeya, the Sheret, Nafkala. Now Rashi wants to tell you the source. Where did the word Adasha come from? The Negeya, the Sheret, Nafkala, Negeya, the Sheikh Mazara, the Kaman. Because the fact that Sheikh Mazara is Tamei, and that when you touch it, one becomes Tamei, we learn it out from the pasuk that says touching the sheret, and therefore the kama may oyesh hashiyiga. There's going to be a pasuk that compares touching shich mezeret to touching sheret, and therefore we want to make the shear the same. By sheret, the shear is kadasha, and there's a whole gemara that darshens how we know that. But once you know that, we say the Torah compared shich mezeret to sheret. And just like when you touch a sheret, you need the shear kadasha, as it proves it elsewhere. Same thing over here by Sheikh Mazara. You need the shear kadasha. That's what, who said this? Reb Chanan Eloi, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Tashma. Now, the Braisa says, Chayme b'Sheikh Mazara mi b'Sheretz, v'chayme b'Sheretz mi b'Sheikh Mazara. There is a tzchumra that Sheikh Mazara has over Sheretz, and there's a Chumra that Sheretz holds over Sheikh Mazara. Now, at this point, we think it's apples to apples, touching to touching, right? Because the Torah is saying this, the Brice is saying this is stricter in one aspect and this is stricter in the other aspect. We would assume that it's a comparison of apples to apples, which means touching to touching. And what does it say? Chayme b'Sheretz, sha'Sheretz ein chalukah t'masai. By a Sheretz, there is no difference between a small sheret and a large sheret. No matter how small or big a sheret is, it's metame. Whereas, Mashayim came with shichva zera. The shichva zera of an 8-year-old child is not metame. The same emission, I don't know if chemically it's the same or whatever word you would use, it's the same. But the bottom line is, an 8-year-old admits Sheikh Mazara, it's not Sheikh Mazara. It's not Tamei. There is no difference in sheretz between size or any other part. In Sheikh Mazara, it depends who it comes from. You can have an adult for this is 9, it's Tamei. An 8-year-old, let me say it even more. The day before his 9th birthday, the Sheikh Mazara is Tamei. The next day, the Sheikh Mazara is Tamei. The day before, it's Tahar. By sheretz, we don't find such a difference. A sheretz is a sheretz is a sheretz. Chayme b'shich v'zera, shashich v'zera b'tami b'chol shuhu, ma'ashen kirim b'sheretz. Shich v'zera is stricter, it doesn't need a shir kadasha. Now the habamid is, my lav l'negeya. This is comparing apples to apples. Touching shich v'zera to touching sheretz. And it's saying, sheretz has the chumra, that it makes no difference where it came from. And shich v'zera has the chumra, that it's matami with a smaller shir. Even by touch, which is not like Reb Samoi, who said it's metame only by kadasha. Yes, doctor.
The sheretz, are we talking about parts of the sheretz? Are we talking about very small sheretz? very small chair. It's a barrier.
Right. And there's no chair.
There's a chair. It's a barrier.
Again, it can be less than Kadasha. There is no... Again, let me step back. Okay, let's see what Rashi has to say before I argue with you. That's Rashi. Ein loy chalukas tuma. The sheretz cotton metami kegadol. I will cut and pocket me bentes, ain't like carry. Less than 9 doesn't have carry. Period. Now, a sheretz is metame bekadasha if it's part. But if it's a whole sheretz, the Gemara is going to say, if it's a whole limb of a sheretz, it's metame less than kadasha. Now, that means that there is no shear in there's a shear in the mount you have to touch, but there's no shear in how big or small the sheretz is to begin with. Whereas in a man who admits shechita zera, there's a difference in the man who admits it, whether he's older or younger.
Again, it's going to come apples and oranges. The age of the person and the size of the age of the chariot.
Make it the age of the chariot. There's no difference. There's no difference in a one-day-old chariot and a 10-day-old chariot and a 100-day-old chariot. You want to learn it that way, I have no problem. But I think we'll give the Gemara a chance to work this out. The Gemara's going to talk about this, so let's do the Gemara. Let's give the Gemara a chance. No, it's not comparing apples to apples. It's saying shechita zera has the chumrah that one who admits a little bit becomes tamei. And by sheretz, that never happened. Frank the Gemara v'adumi the sheretz k'tani. Aren't we comparing it? Sheretz doesn't have raya. How can you compare raya to sheretz? Ma sheretz benegiya, shechita zera benegiya. Isn't it apples to apples? Amar Rabbi Abba, shum sheretz k'tani, v'shum shechita zera k'tani. It's the family of sheretz to the family of shechita zera. It's not apples to apples. It's the concept of shechita zera and the concept of sheretz. And we're saying the concept of sheretz has a chumrah that shechita zera does not have, and the concept of shechita zera has a chumrah that the concept of sheretz doesn't have. This is what it's saying. Right. Therefore, a sheretz is not metame, right? A sheretz doesn't make the difference in age, right? And I'll stick to Dr. Harris's explanation. I like it better. And by a man, it does make a difference. So in the family of shechita zera, and in the family of sheretz, sheretz has a chumrah. We don't care how old it is. In the family of shechita zera and the family of sheretz, shechita zera has a chumrah. That in one time, at least in one place of emission, a kosher is enough. By sheretz, you never have that in the family of sheretz. That's what the b'raita means to say. It doesn't mean to say that touching a sheretz is b'choshu. It means to say, touching shechita zera is b'choshu. In the family of tumas shechita zera, there is a koshu. Frech the Gemara, the sheretz lay metame b'mashu. Sheretz is not metame b'mashu. V'anantanani ivarim ein lem shir. Once it's a whole limb, there's no shear. Pachas mikzayis baser, hames. Pachas mikzayis baser min avela. The halacha is, these are the shiurim. You need exayas min ames, and exayas min avela, and adashim min asheretz. And yet, if you have a limb, I don't care if it's less than exayas, and I don't care if it's less than exayas of a dead animal, and I don't care if it's less than adashim min asheretz. So isn't that kosher? It can be any amount? So the Gemara, shiny aver, the kula b'makam adashikoy. That's different. The aver, the minute you take away a little bit, it loses its tumma, you have to have a hadasha. Shechita zera is a little bit in a little bit. There's no way to change that little bit. Any omission of a little bit will make him tumma. Yes, sheretz happens to have that a limb is as chashiv as an hadasha. But that's because the limb, the completeness of the limb, gives it a chashivus. Whereas the minute you take away a little, drop. It's no longer tumma. So it's not a shear of less than a hadasha. Is that some things make it like an adasha? So ilu chasipur to mika matame. Period. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Sum sheretz ktani. Ein lucha sheretz matami b'mashu. There is no sheretz matami b'mashu. Avashich v'zera, yesh matami b'mashu, gan l'raya, one who emits. The kula b'makim kadasha koi. Kloimar, mitoy chashivuse shu ever, havichashe b'makim kadasha. It's not that it's a smaller shear. It's that that shear is like an adasha.
Even if it's less.
Even if it's less, because it's a complete thing. Teda, the Mishnah Chashivusa de Averu, the Ilu Chasa Purtim in Aver, if it would be missing, that would be Batsa Mikadasha, Mimatame. Wouldn't it be Mimatame? Period. Yes, doctor.
So it seems that this is similar to our discussion of a quarter century ago, as far as Beria, as far as go. So the question that I have then is, why does the Gemara here not mention the word Beria?
Because an Aver from a Sheretz is not a burial.
That's being treated exactly like
it. Again, in this... In this thing, it's treated exactly like it.
Agreed.
If you eat an Aver from a Sheretz, you would not be chayv.
Okay.
You would have to eat a whole Sheretz. Now, the source of that, I don't know. But burial means a complete thing. An Aver from a Sheretz is not a burial.
God's looking at exactly, that it's a complete thing because you're missing a little bit of it. It's not
again, this is for tumah, and it wouldn't be for achila. It'd have to be a whole one.
Not to mention barriers
because that's going to be like okay. Look at my vitrum. Shech v'zera de chaluka tamase mahi. What does that mean? That shech v'zera depends. Now, the Gemara Rashi gave me the answer: above 9 and under 9. But the Gemara didn't know that yet. See, Rashi knew it because he learned the Gemara, so he taught us you over there. But really, the Gemara wants to know, what does that mean that not all Shech Vezer is coming? Ilema, Ben Yisrael, Ludin Akhrim, is it you're telling me there's a difference between a guy and a yid? Hakanami Yika Akbadiyam Akbadiyam Basha. I hate to be, I'm going to say it the way I think it's clearer. A guy and a yid are two different things. And therefore, just like a sheretz of the sea and a sheretz of the Abasha. A sheretz of the sea is not Tameh. A sheretz of the Abasha is Tameh. Ah, they're both sheretz. Sheretz is, they're two different things. One's sea, one's land. You can't say that that's different. But that's the same. They're not the same. They're two different creatures. A guy and a yid are also two different things. So therefore you can't say that Shechlezer of a guy is star. A guy is a guy. A yid is a yid. The difference is age. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Akbadiyam ainu matama. A mouse or rat of the sea. I don't know which. I never know what akbar means. They use it for mouse. They use it for rat.
Mouse.
Okay. Ainu matama. Can the tiny boy? What does my article say on akbar? Just curiosity. Mouse or rat? What? Mouth? Okay, mouth. Ain't a metabic. Tiny barba writes this. Dalo Aritz ksiv. It says Dalo Aritz. Period. So the main list is there. It's custom. So you can't compare two different things. Same thing here. Guy and a yid are considered two different things. Dr. Gamar Viter. Amara Papa Ketanoi. The machloikas of whether you need a kadasha or it's metame b'mashu. Meaning, so far, we've operated that touching has to be kadasha. That's a machlokes tanoi. Not everybody agrees. That was Reb Simoi said. Was it Reb Chaim Liloi? He said it, but Shimon Blazer Reb Jimma. But it's a machlokes tanoi. There are those that say, Sheikh Vezer is metame b'mashu. Even per touch. Where is this machlokes? Ketanoi. Minayin l'rabas negeyim b'sheikh Vezer. Where did the Torah ever say that Sheikh Vezer is tame by touching it? Tyra talked about admitting it. Where did the Tyra say that Sheikh Vezer is an item that's Tameh, that when touched, it's Tameh? Talmud Leimar, Ayish. It says the Farish in the Pasuk, Ayish Hashiyiga. Okay, so here we go again. I want to look it up. I don't think everybody has to look this one up. Ayikru Chavbeis. That's the wrong thing.
Thank you.
The pasuk before it said, listen to this pasuk, and this is why it becomes difficult. Pasuk is talking about somebody that's tamei, and it's identifying how they're tamei. Ish ish mizera aaron, teruah, aizav, hanegeyeh b'chol tamei nefesh, he touched the mace. He admitted shechva zera. Ayish asher yiga b'chol sheretz, or he touched the sheretz. Now, by shechva zera, didn't say a word about touch. But shechva zera said asher teitze mimenu shechva zera. It doesn't. It said he touched the becoming mace, or he admitted shechva zera, or he touched the sheretz. That's what the pasuk says. Zok de brisa. It says, Ayish. Now, that means, by the juxtaposition of the Ayish Asher Yiga B'chol Sheretz next to Asher Teitze Mimenu Shechvazera, we say Asher Yiga is going back on Shechvazera as well. The Torah writes, Asher Teitze Mimenu Shechvazera Ayish Asher Yiga B'chol Sheretz. That means the Torah is saying, there is a Negi of Shechvazera as well. The juxtaposition of the two psukim is teaching me the Tumas Negia by Shechva Zera. Now, that's the source. Now, there's a machloikis throughout Shas. I'm going to introduce it today, and I'll leave it for tomorrow, but I want to introduce it. Whenever you have a limud, A from B, right? Learn out A from B. Do you learn everything out, or do you learn out the main concept, and then bring home A to its own halachas? For instance, right here, shechva zera is metami b'mashu to the guy who admits it. Sheretz is b'kadasha. And we learn that touch of shechva zera from touch of sheretz. Do we learn everything out, including the shear? Or do we say, no, we learn out the touch is metame, now bring it back home to shechva zera. Shechva zera is b'choshu, by omission. What do we learn out when we compare shechva zera to sheretz, which is the source of touching shechva zera? How much are we learning out from that comparison? Every aspect, including the amount? Or we're learning out the concept that there's a tumah touch? How much? Go back home to shechva zera. See what the Torah said about shechva zera and apply it to touch. The Torah said mashu by shechva zera, by teitze. So say, touch is also mashu. Or do you say, no, touch is not a mission. Touch is touch. And touch we learn now from sheretz. And sheretz was b'kadasha. This is a machloikis throughout Shas. When you make a limud A from B, how much are you learning out? And how much are you applying what you know already here? We'll continue tomorrow.